It's busy in the Wilmer Hutchins kitchen. Culinary students are moving cookies, cupcakes, and brownies they've baked into the hall for the annual fundraiser.
All of the batters and doughs and icings and everything were made by every one of my class periods throughout this past week.
Adam Basildu is the culinary instructor for 140 kids in this program.
And we get one day per year that Dallas ISD will let us sell to students to compete with sales for the cafeteria, because that's why we can't do it usually.
And except for today, he doesn't usually concentrate on sweet treats.
These kids live in a food desert. They have to go 10-plus miles just to get fresh produce anywhere. That's crazy. My biggest objective to this program is not only for them to have healthy options, but I think it's really cool for young kids to get their wheels turning.
So he's inspired some students, like senior Joseph Giroux, to create nutritious and fun foods that might, in turn, inspire youngsters. They should require no supervision, nothing sharper than a butter knife, nor hotter than a microwave.
It looks like a clown face. It has a bagel with provolone cheese on top. And they have a cherry tomato in the middle for the nose. Yeah. And we have two pickles for the eyes, some mustard for the mouth.
Joseph's smiley sandwich was good enough to win a spot in a DISD cookbook. Freshman Jeremy Tizzano was part of a Wilmer Hutchins team that won a contest for an appetizer prepared for 160 people.
You know, I have to make sure what I present is the best. The competition, it was awesome. Winning first place, it was just feeling like the best thing in the world. It was a cheesy wild mushroom toast with a mascarpone salad and cheese on top.
Not only had Tizzano never made this dish before, he'd never even heard of it. Basildu's mission is to teach his kids professional kitchen secrets he learned as a chef. He had his own restaurant in Dallas and also worked with Stephen Piles and Kent Rathbun. He passes on tips like a certain type of sealed cooking.
The kids got to learn the technique of sous vide, which is a modern cooking technique, molecular gastronomy. Basically, we're cooking the eggs in the shell, and when we crack them, they are a perfectly poached egg.
Basildu left his professional kitchen life wanting a more normal one now with a baby at home. So far in his first year, teaching is a good fit.
I thought about how much time and money I could have saved had that program been available to me in high school, because the coolest part is actually getting to work in a kitchen that culinary students are going out to compete for in a job.
Basildu plans to spend some bake sale money to buy more gadgets only found in professional kitchens. He also dreams of launching a farmer's market in the high school parking lot. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.